telling you about Louis the other day, didn't I? Louis, the chief of gangsters in Detroit. He was a wicked fellow. When one missionary came from New Guinea, and he had a little guinea with him, a little headhunter, he was saved, or at least he was converted and baptized. And he brought him with him. He followed him like a little puppy everywhere. And this missionary went to fight gangsterism in Detroit. He did it in the press and wherever he had a chance. And one day, this chief of gangsters, Louis, took a shot at him while he was sitting in his library at night and almost killed him. Not quite. After months of convalescing in the hospital, Mr. Weatherby came home, and people brought him flowers, and they brought him presents. And this little guinea brought him a present, too. Package wrapped in brown paper. And when he opened it, here was a head pickled and shrunk, like they do in New Guinea. And Mr. Weatherby said, "What can I do with this head?" He gave it to the museum, and they put it on exhibition and advertised that they had a real, genuine head from the headhunters. People came to view this specimen. They'd never seen one like this before. And one day a few gangsters came, and their knees began shaking, and they got as white as a sheet. One said, "Say, that's Louis." It was. This little guinea had done a good job. He didn't say a word to anybody. No, sir. But he followed that fellow like a mouse was followed by a cat and fixed him. Pickled him. Shrunk him. Somebody said about being preserved, "Oh, you need to be pickled."